W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 16 tornadoes reported across six states Monday, including Tennessee, where DeKalb County Fire Chief Donnie Green said,
"Knew there was going to be some thunderstorms. We got a thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning came very sudden."
The tornadoes blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma. Israel seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. It's the main route for aid that's entering Rafah, where more than a million people have arrived after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. Police have begun clearing another pro-Palestinian campus protest, this one at the University of Chicago. Russian President Vladimir Putin's being inaugurated for a fifth term as the country's president. Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft because of a valve problem. They're trying to determine when they can try again. And testimony continues in the third week, former President Trump's criminal trial. This is ABC News. Miss USA is giving up her crown. Noelia Voigt saying she needs to focus on her mental health. ABC's Lionel Moyes has details.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, "I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
The FAA is opening a new investigation into Boeing. The plane maker now admits some of its employees claimed tests on the 787 Dreamliner jets had been completed when they hadn't been performed at all. And fitness chain Equinox offering up a deluxe new health plan it says could help you live longer. It'll cost you $42,000 a year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin state prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we gave up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 59, with wind out of the southeast at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25, especially in the morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, still some lingering showers, thundershowers, 50. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. On our next episode, Todd's going to be back here in the studio on State Street, and we'll have Luke Mathers for another round of Tuesday Tangents, as well as some fresh Brewer tickets for you.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday today? It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful Tuesday. Nice out there. 56 degrees already in Oshkosh, 55 in Appleton, 5 in Green Bay, according to Todd.
Todd, I think you need a number. There you go. Yeah, 55. Todd. 55. Might want to work on that, Todd. No, we're tied with 55. Appleton. It's 55.
Isn't that beautiful? Very little wind out there. You know what, though? I don't think they raised the flag at the courthouse today.
Well,
That's what I always look at as I walk here. That's where I get my wind speed from. Well, I don't see a flag of the courthouse.
What is?
You call somebody?
Yeah, that's. I don't know.
I don't There's think the flag is on. Up.
Well, they have.
So that's why I can't do my wind thing. Well, hang on.
They would have a backup if the flag would have to be. You know,
I don't see it.
Clean.
Wind is coming from the east at 6 miles an hour, 6 to 10 miles an hour.
Not bad. Southeast at 7 in Green Bay.
There you go. How's that, Jim?
That's very close.
Thank you.
I want to find out why there's not a flag
on the courthouse.
Atop the courthouse.
I don't think there's one this morning. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
All right.
Because I'm looking at.
Go look. Go to the street.
No, but what we celebrate today.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there.
Tourism
I mean, the
day.
End of the
no,
Vietnam
yeah.
War. But anyway, that was
today's National Tourism Day.
That's we shine on that.
Absolutely.
In Green Bay.
No question.
Tourism. And I was talking to a group of people last night, and I'm like, there's no reason why. Everyone, I'm talking about the NFL draft a little bit, but there's no reason why everyone in Green Bay shouldn't make an extra $2,000 during the NFL draft. Like Uber driver, bartending, just some way to make money.
You know about my idea?
With the pasty thing? Yeah, you'll make some
Uber
money on that.
Village.
That could work.
Todd.
But that's going to take
Todd's
more work.
Like, Todd's like our sense of normalcy.
Of reason. Yeah, which we lack.
No, we got great ideas and whatever. And Todd is grounded.
But
Todd is more grounded.
I just think people
Todd, you must have grown up in a very well-rounded household.
Like almost
I got to be honest. My household was very emotional. Should I put it that way?
Like yelling emotional?
Yeah.
There was that at home, too.
Okay.
But I still, even at my age, I always think, what would my parents think if I made this decision?
Right. That's what I mean. You seem really grounded.
Absolutely.
So, Jim and I need you.
Yeah.
Jim, you're the same way, aren't you? You think about what your mom might think?
No. He's the most spoiled, privileged person I've ever met in my lifetime.
Okay, whatever.
Thank you. Don't even get me started.
All right. But, yeah, John's idea is a little, I think that could work, Uper Village. So we would, like, close off, they're going to have this section closed off where I think we're going to have vendors, and we would maybe buy two or three spots and make it into, like, a Uper Village.
Oh,
and
have that's a great idea.
Wood fire pizza.
And people would stop
with Italian sausage on it. There's a certain type of sausage they have in the UP that I've never tasted anywhere else. And it has something to do with fennel What's fennel?
Fennel is the seed of the anise seed or something like that?
Yeah. So some have it and some don't. And that determines the, because Iron Mountain is like the kingdom of sausage, of Italian sausage. Yeah. And they have this really good sausage that I'm going to put it on these pizzas. So we're going to have kudigi, which is a total UP staple.
Yes.
Pasties. Total. UP staple. Wow. And Italian wood-fired pizzas. What do you think of that?
Couple things.
Okay.
You have to think, we talked about this a little bit, not you and I, but this group I was
with
last night.
And I'm going to build a pizza oven. It's going to be a wood-burning pizza oven. I'm building it.
Okay, and then you're going to have 400,000 people, you know, not at one time, but you have to have stuff where you can turn the customer over very quickly because there's going to be a lot of people.
I know.
And those ovens, I mean, they're, what, 500 degrees in there? I mean, how does it take? Still going to take, what, 10, 8 minutes to cook?
8 minutes. Done. Boom. It's like 1,000 degrees.
I'd get more than one, but
I'll build a couple of them.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of cool because I think if even if it came here from, you know, San Francisco or Miami or something, and
they'd be
I
like,
saw
well,
that,
Upper, what's Upper?
Right, what is
it's
that?
Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Right.
And these are the foods from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's Finnish. It's Cornish. That's what came over with the pasties.
Yeah.
And Italian. Those are the three main groups up in the UP. Finns.
I think that's good. Because,
Italians and English.
Because I do think if you have a brat stand, you're not going to be the only one.
No, I know. There's a million brat.
Right. Everybody's going
to
do that.
You know what I'd like to have? I don't know if this is legal. I'd like to have a smelt stand, too. Fried smelt. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Why wouldn't that? Yeah. I don't think people would buy it.
What's a smelt?
Yeah, but
I mean, it's this little fish. It's fried. It's deep fried. It's phenomenal. Taste it. I cut the heads off myself with the scissors.
Yeah, no.
I'll tell them that.
Yeah, I think
I need
would.
Somebody to help me clean. Who can help me clean
the
smelt?
Just it. That's the other thing, Johnny, is you got to think about the hours and that you got to get a bench because it's going to be, if this works and the weather's good and I think it's going to be and I think they're going to really make this pedestrian friendly and I think they're going to work really hard to promote, you know, more than just the draft. And
But so can I rent a space now? Are they renting spaces?
No, they don't even have those sites. That's not even, it's drawn out, but it's not public
so
yet.
So can I get one? Okay, let me ask this. Can I get a space for a farmer's market or no? Or are they all sold out?
That's 3 weeks from, that starts in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think there's a waiting list, but I'm not 100% sure. But
okay.
But which farmer's market? The one on Saturday or Thursday?
Right here, the one out on Wednesday. Saturday, it doesn't matter, either one.
Well.
Or couldn't I just do it right here?
No.
Why?
Because that's not your sidewalk. It's public sidewalk.
But people could still keep walking.
No, I understand that. To get a permit? No,
I'm not going to get a permit. Who needs a permit? Yeah. What?
Jim's the one that stopped the hot dog cart, so he probably has a little insight on this.
And that was my buddy.
Well, he didn't have a permit. And we have to.
Permits are so overrated. Come on.
Well, I agree that some of the permits are.
What's the difference? Okay, pay $100. For nothing. Oh, now we're going to allow you to do
it. We got
to process. What's the difference?
Yeah, we've got to make sure you got insurance. We've got to make sure it's, you know. And
insurance is overrated.
The county is going to do your food inspection to make sure that's all legit. That could be tough, especially with this deep fryer. I don't know. I don't know much about that. I don't think we're going to cook. I don't know. I got a couple ideas. Anyway, back to that there's so many opportunities to become, you know, maybe bartend a little bit more, make some money or be a waiter, waitress.
Oh, that's another thing. I'm going to sell grappa.
Is that stuff to put your grandma in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You
grandma's grappa?
Yeah, grandma's grappa.
I don't know. That, I think, might be tricky. You may have to get
Nona's,
the state
it's gonna
to
be called
give you.
Nona's grappa. Nona means grandmother in Italian. Nona's grappa.
You're going to have to partner with somebody because you need a liquor license to do that. And I don't know.
Him and his license. Come on.
John, just want it to be legit. Jeez.
They do everything they can to stop the entrepreneur.
That's how they keep the little man down.
Yep.
That's how they keep the little man down.
Well, that's the last thing I would want to do, but it does sound that way. That's all going to come out. They're going to come out with a list, how to do this, where it's going to be. But you just need to start thinking about, like you are now, thinking about your ideas. As I said last night to these people, I said, look, you know, if you want to, like I said, bartender, you want to become an Uber driver, that you can just do that online. But, you know, all you guys in this room should make an extra at least $2,000. You could rent out your house or you can rent out a room in your house. That would be a little interesting, kind of like bed and breakfast.
I did see that article you were telling about. Motel 6 sold out $500 a night.
Yeah.
Motel 6.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And that's like a $49.
And now they're actually talking Menominee, Marinette, Oconto, yeah. All those places to find hotel rooms. And some of those are even sold out already.
Do you think that guy at Motel 6 is like, maybe I was too low? Which I think is crazy. It'd be $500, but he is sold out. And that's why some people are kind of waiting a little bit. I mean, you can't get a room at the Tundra Lodge yet. They haven't announced their prices. The Ostoff, which is an hour away, had their prices, a one bedroom, very close to that, $464.80.
But an hour is nothing. Jim, that's we were in Dallas, and the stadium was an hour away. Well,
yeah.
So that's, I don't think an hour is anything.
But
for
what
this.
I'm saying is, I think they pulled the rooms off the market. I think they want to. I think
want to wait to see how it goes.
Right. I think you want to test what
and then raise them.
What Kohler's going to do? Absolutely. Why would you want to leave money on the table?
Well, Kohler's like $600 a night normally, isn't it? Right. Some of those places in Kohler.
Well, that the Ostoff competes with Kohler, and it's going to be interesting to see what Kohler does. But all I'm saying is, when you go on to make a reservation, it's like, call this number. You know, that's not, you can't do it online. But Motel 6 put the rooms up. They were probably sitting around thinking, well,
what,
300
what about 500?
Bucks. Yeah, probably 300
no,
bucks.
No, that's too high.
That's,
boom. Done.
Do you know what they should have done? They should have put the rooms up, you know, room, you know, to be it up for auction.
Yeah, that's,
to drive
that's a good point.
As high as they could.
That's actually a really good point.
I don't know if that's.
But can you imagine if you had one of these little houses and, you know, 1,600 square foot houses in Ashwaubenon? Just those nice little neighborhoods, very great neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And all those houses are well kept.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what you'll be able to get for one of those?
And I think there's a lot of talk of that. And then people may be moving in with their daughter or, you know. Just,
absolutely.
But I did get an email or text from a lady. It's like, what's the tax implication? I'm like, well, if you go through an organization, you're probably going to get 1099, you know, saying that.
Yeah.
But I said, you know.
Can't it just be cash?
Well, I said, look, if you do it by yourself for cash and I just. Put question
I'm a
mark.
Firm believer in but, anything below the table is good.
Yeah, but,
I really am. I don't believe in paying taxes. I don't believe
John,
in
I don't think you,
any that, of that stuff.
Oh, John, don't say that. What, you don't know what? They just increased the number of IRS agents.
I don't believe in that either. I'm just telling you how
I
am.
I just, I'm picking on you, John.
Well,
but
when
anyway,
I have my place off the grid,
yeah.
I'm not paying taxes.
But I think this stuff. Is fun to talk about and think about because it's going to happen. It's not like, oh, God, it would be great if we could get 500,000 people in Green Bay. They're coming. And
they're coming.
We just got to
figure out. Maybe 700,000.
Right.
I think it's going to be the biggest in the history of the NFL draft. Once they start taking the NFL draft on the road, I think Green, because Green Bay is such a, who wants to go to Kansas City? I mean, seriously.
Right.
Okay. Hey, kids, we're going to Kansas City.
Yeah.
We're going to Detroit.
Yeah, that, right.
We're going to Titletown, USA. Yes.
Yeah. If we're going to go to one, let's go to that
this
one.
This is the destination. You know what? I think they should hold it here every year. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Why not? It's basically the birth of the NFL.
Yeah, I think
some other the trophy's
people,
named after it.
You think anybody would object to that? Like
no.
Kansas City or the Bears?
I believe them.
But I think I'm excited about this.
Me
I
too.
Think it's going to
really
be a lot
am.
Of fun. And like I said, I talked to the mayor about giving the students a break.
Okay, let me ask you
open
this.
To that.
Let me ask
I would
you
like
this.
To do
Todd.
That.
Todd.
Yeah.
Civic Media.
Yep.
Why couldn't we open this up
yep.
as like the Upper Village, the whole thing, give a little, have every one of the different, we got empty rooms here, office space. We could have something cool in every one. I could do a little Packers Hall of Fame. I could have a Veterans Hall of Fame or museum. Could have a Wisconsin music thing. We could make this right here as one of the hubs of the NFL draft. This building right here.
Sage is in tomorrow. You can
he is.
Try
the
and
boss man's coming in tomorrow.
We couldn't ask for a more ideal spot. We could use this.
I don't know if we'd use it for Uper. I don't think we'd use it for, I think this is a great spot.
Well, you know what
location.
I'm offering you to do? My room upstairs here.
Yeah.
You can't rent them out.
No.
But here's what I'm willing to do. I'm gonna advertise. Somebody can stay with me. I'll sleep on the couch. You can have my bed. And I'll do it for $500 a night. Whoever wants to stay with me.
You know, that's $2,000 you'd make.
I know. You can stay with me. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm doing it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back for this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Down on the boulevard, the night's enough. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Bear on a beautiful Tuesday morning. As I mentioned, 55 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 56 in Oshkosh. Today, we mentioned Tourism Day, which is awesome. Why this has a day, I don't know. Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
Oh, man. That, now, I didn't even know that. Okay, that's, I may cook
there's
that.
There's nothing in this world I want to eat less than a lamb.
I love that.
It's the only thing you've ever given me that I just couldn't even eat.
Yeah.
Lamb.
Oh, man. I don't know what you.
I just did not like it.
And I've eaten a lot of stuff. Like, you know, my mom made a lot of tongue and heart and all that kind of stuff. There's just a taste to lamb.
It's got this tang. Weird sweetness it to it or something.
There's no doubt it's a unique taste. It's not like chicken. But that's why I love it.
I don't even like gyros.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I was in, when we were in Chicago for the wedding, we went to a place and I tried to get a salad. I'm really serious about this diet. And we weigh in tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow.
Who does?
We do. It's tomorrow. Weigh in Wednesday.
You and me?
Well, I'm not weighing in every day because I get depressed. So the guy said just weigh in once a week. So tomorrow we weigh in. Anyway,
he takes it out on us.
Yeah, I know, right?
You guys. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. He's blaming us. He gets. I'm depressed when you make me weigh in.
Right. So we're just once a week.
You guys can't do it to me anymore.
But so I got a salad and I got the gyro on the lamb meat on there and it was awesome.
Really?
It was great. I went back the next day. So.
All right. Well, Todd and I are both. Firm believers, we don't like lamb. Today is Teacher's Day. That's awesome.
Nice?
That's fantastic. Nobody in the world I have more respect for than teachers.
Do you have a favorite?
Other than nurses. Nurses Day was yesterday. Teacher's Day today. Did I have a favorite?
Yeah.
A favorite teacher growing up?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
they weren't as nice as they could have been.
No, they weren't.
But in retrospect, they were trying.
I guess.
They were trying.
Sure.
Yeah. No,
but I had nuns.
Yeah.
I had a lot of nuns, and we didn't hit it off. I'm going to be honest with you.
They didn't really.
We did not hit it off.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I can't imagine.
No.
Okay.
Today is also Cosmopolitan Day, the magazine?
No, the drink.
Oh, the Cosmo. That was made famous in Sex and the City. Yes.
Don't even know what it is.
You know, I think I got slipped a roofie one time with Cosmos.
By who?
In Cleveland. True story. True story.
So you're at a gay bar. Okay, then finish it.
Jeez, what? What?
Who would slip him a drink? I want to get the story. Oh, maybe that was a different one. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Go ahead, John. You have the floor. Or the bed.
I'm literally speechless.
Or the bed.
Wow.
Okay, somebody slipped you one of those drinks.
So I was at Frankie Winter's bar. Frankie Winter's owned a bar in Cleveland I used to go to when I was on the road for Green Bay.
Okay.
It's called the Velvet Dog. All right. And I was there one night, so I'd never had Cosmopolitan. And everybody was drinking Cosmopolitans. Okay. So it's a real sweet drink. It might be the only time I ever had it. And there are these people there and these women and whatever and these other people. And I think I got slipped a Mickey. Because I woke up the next morning, I didn't have any money. And I don't even remember getting back to my hotel. I remember getting out of a cab, and I had no money.
John.
What?
That's, really serious.
I know!
Wow.
I know!
Are you sure you just didn't drink so much you blacked out?
No! No, I got slipped a Mickey.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had no money.
Were you when you woke up, were your clothes on?
I had clothes on, but I was I could barely function. True story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's weird, who was that the comedian that talked about? He would he liked Ambien and vodka. And he goes, I'd black out, I'd come home, no money. He goes, but what really bothered me was when I came home with more money than when I left.
I would have been okay with that.
Well, I don't know, man.
Absolutely.
How'd you make your money?
Are cosmopolitans still a thing in bars? That was the real, like when Sex and the City was big and Mr. Big and all those people, that was the big thing. They all drank Cosmos. But I've never seen anybody have a Cosmo in a long time.
No.
They're super sweet. They're like,
yeah, I see that cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Fresh squeezed lime juice.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it tequila or vodka?
Vodka.
Vodka. Okay. Yeah. Does anybody, any bar owners out there, does anybody order Cosmos anymore? I don't know. It's also school nurse day. Don't have great memories of the school nurse, do you? They were never nice.
No.
What do you need? Why are you here?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
And if they didn't see blood, then it's
exactly.
Like, yeah, you kind of went there because you wanted to go home.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Test coming up. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, they're.
They weren't very welcoming.
But maybe today they are.
Maybe nice. On this day, 1975, President Ford declared the end to the Vietnam War. Well, Saigon also fell, which was, that pretty much ended it, which was terrible. 1992, Shelley Long's last appearance on Cheers. She was so good. I didn't think that show was ever the same.
No.
After she left.
I really didn't like Kirstie Alley.
I didn't either. I just never got into it. She was the perfect yin to his
Sam. Yeah. Yep. Sam. There was a little tension there,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that other lady, she didn't. She had some issues, right? The lady that replaced her, did she die?
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah.
Did she die?
Yeah.
I think so. She had a weight problem, too.
Well, she's one of those ones, she'd go on that,
right.
One of the diet things and lose, like, 80 pounds
right,
and then
it back
and forth. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, what a great show.
I love that show.
Have you been to Cheers?
No.
Boston? Oh, yeah.
It was the greatest night. I still say this. Thursday nights in, let's say, 1982, 83... Greatest Thursday nights was the greatest night in TV history. It was Cheers. It was the police. It was Cheers.
Blue. Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
That's a good lineup.
And what was the other one? There was one other one, Todd, that was just fantastic. It was three shows in a row.
Thursday
that
night.
Were just fantastic. Huh. Cheers, that, and one other. St. Elsewhere.
That's right.
It was St. Elsewhere.
Yep.
Wow. Cheers, St. Elsewhere, and Hill Street Blues.
Those are good shows.
I'll never forget this. This is a true story. So, I was working at a TV station in Flint. Mm-hmm. Got done. It's like Thursday night. Ordered a pizza. This is fantastic. What a great night. I got a pizza. I'm done with work. I don't have to work late tonight. I've got a piece of pizza up to my mouth. And my wife at the time goes, my water just broke.
Oh. I'm like,
what does that mean? So, can I watch this? No!
Cross your legs.
Honest to God, I can see myself with a piece of pizza up to mouth watching Cheers. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was the greatest. That would be a priority.
The only thing I think would rival that was in the late, mid-70s when it was Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, and
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley. You're right, Todd. You got a good memory, Todd.
But for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that was like the greatest back-to-back-to-back. Those are my all-time in my lifetime. Those are my favorite nights.
So true story why I did not like Kirstie Alley on that show. Because I had seen her before. She was actually a contestant on Match Game.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. And also on Password Plus.
He is the guru of game shows.
Right.
And she was a... Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She was not nice to Gene Rayburn. She was not nice to Alan Ludden. And if you can't be nice to those two individuals and have fun on Match Game,
yeah.
She was completely... She was like, ugh. Just bad.
So, Todd, we're still talking. Jim and I were even talking about this at the banquet the other night. We really want to do our Let's Make a Deal game show.
Okay.
And we're going to do it at the Tarleton.
Yep.
And all three of us are going to be involved.
And if it works, we're going to...
Make it a regular thing.
No, we're going to... Well, I don't know if we do a regular thing, but if it works and we get good reviews on it, we are going to book like an afternoon during the draft.
We are?
Oh, I didn't know this.
At the Meyer.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
You know, we're going to test it.
Oh, have the people come there, and we'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to just advertise it that you want to come and make a deal, and then we'll have some, like, we'll come up with some really cool prizes. But, that, you know, $10 a ticket and 2,000 seats.
Carl's going to be in this week, so we can talk to him. Let's talk to him.
Can we bring Janice Pennington out of retirement?
I'll find her.
I think she's 86 now.
Well, we'll bring her in with a walker.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we got a great show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
literally just weeks away from the beginning of county fair season around Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But many of our county fairs are facing challenges when it comes to entertainment. Details on the way.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
If you've been to a county fair, you know one of the major staples of entertainment is the carnival. But trying to locate those carnivals today, more difficult than ever. That's according to Jamie Butke, executive director of the Wisconsin Fair Association. She says they're introducing legislation in Washington, D.C. to try to assist with the major issue challenging carnivals, labor.
It's a labor issue. It's not an immigration issue. But what we're finding is our mobile amusement companies are struggling to find workers that want to work in the industry and that they can have for a full fair season because, you know, they are seasonal. They used to be that we would try to fight for them as an H-2B worker, but there's limitations on to the amount of H-2B workers that can take place as well. But there is a P visa, and this P visa will allow labor, which is what is needed for a mobile amusement industry.
Jamie Butke, executive director of the Wisconsin Fair Association. How big a problem is locating carnivals? Well, Butke says between 2016 and 2023, 50% of all the carnival companies in the United States folded.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And 15 high school students across the state that will be seniors this fall will make up the fifth class of the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. The council was formed to highlight agriculture-related careers, share resources available for farmers, provide insight in agriculture policy development, and increase network opportunities for those seniors. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says they will serve 1 year. Find the names at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 59, with wind out of the southeast at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25, especially in the morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, still some lingering showers, thundershowers, 50. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. Sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere.
Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app taking you worldwide on a beautiful, just gorgeous Tuesday morning. Is there anything better than a beautiful day in May? Isn't it just great? Love it.
Today, though, is a little bit cooler. It's because I think the high is only like 60, 62, but tomorrow,
I'll take that.
Well, tomorrow's that 70s is like...
Hey, we were talking to Brittany Merlot yesterday about the crazy weather down south. Did you see some of that stuff?
What state did she mention?
Well, Oklahoma.
Right. And you see what they're going to get plummeted again with these. Wow.
I'm telling you, I want to go down there and I want to be a contractor and build those fallout shelters. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be a good... Why would you not have a fallout shelter if you lived in Oklahoma?
Right.
You know, you just take a culvert, right? Take an old culvert and just bury it in the ground. And just go down there, and you're safe. I would build them all over the place. Fallout shelter. It'd be like in England. England during World War II, during the Blitz of Britain, they built those all over the place. You could be walking down the street, and Hanoi had those, too, for the bombing, and you could just go down into these fallout shelters. Why don't they have those?
Yeah,
I could make $1 billion going down there and building these things.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know about that. I think. There's got to be some reason because that makes sense. You don't really need a fallout shelter with all the food and stuff. These tornadoes go through and.
Well, that's only 10 minutes.
Right.
You just got to go down for 10
minutes.
Half an hour.
Place to go.
Half an hour. Why not? Why not have them all over the place in those? And what is it? Tornado Alley?
Is it
Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas? I think Missouri.
I got a buddy who lives down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And has had several houses down there. Every one he's got. A shelter.
There you go.
Yep. And he does stock it with food. He's like, sometimes these storms come through, and it could be days before they get through all the...
Why not?
That's true. And that wouldn't take much, right? You just bring that bucket crane thing and dig it out. And
scoop
then
it out, put the culvert in, boom, you're done.
It doesn't even have to be attached to the house.
You don't want it to be attached to the house.
The house is going to go in those storms, so you just...
Yeah. You don't want to be sucked up with it or anything.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds like some developer would have said.
This might be the first time you've ever agreed with me on. That'd be a good idea.
I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that. Look, I think we're missing something. Either they're not allowed.
I need a financial backer, and somebody with the backhoe, and access to culverts.
I think. Other than that,
I'm all over this.
You're set.
I'm set. What?
I just think that makes sense because
Why not have one in your backyard if you're living in Oklahoma or Kansas?
Right. Even if you disturb the land, because they're saying, look, you have to have so much green space, right? You can't surround your house with concrete.
You wouldn't know you could have grass growing over it. Absolutely. Nobody would even know it was there.
And to permit it, maybe there's a safety issue.
Oh, my God. You and your permit.
Well,
no,
he's trying to figure out ways to make money himself. Well, that's a politician, John.
There would be no permits. You don't need a permit.
What if you do that and you go in there and you suffocate or you die?
Okay. Whenever you say, what if, what do I say, Todd? What if somebody goes in and they don't?
What are we on a playground in sixth grade?
No, this is the logical thing. You're also, well, what if, and you always say the bad thing, and I'm always just the opposite. Yeah, but what if that doesn't happen? Then you're good.
Well, then,
you're good to go.
Then why even build them?
What do you mean? Why would you suffocate? You would have air holes.
But you said, what if there's a tornado? I'm saying, well, there isn't going to be.
But you got it in case there is. I'm just saying you got to prepare, Jim.
Well, then if you give me that, then you owe me an answer.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Did I take logic? Yes.
When you were in school, did not in your school have one of those yellow and black signs with the triangles to let you know where the fallout shelters were? Remember those?
And you'd have
the siren, and you'd run down in case there's going to be a nuclear disaster.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that was just the basement, though, of the church.
Yeah. We had a tunnel.
That's cool. HI had a tunnel. Holy Innocents, they had a tunnel.
Yeah, we had a tunnel. It went from the priest's house to the school. Yeah. That was cool. We used to go down there all the time and do stuff.
It's a little creepy, but yeah.
I'm just saying. But. not with the priest.
Right. I don't know why. The more I think about this, the more that makes sense, especially global warming and everything.
Absolutely.
And people saying it's going to be more tornadoes, more bad weather. Maybe it's the flooding that. Of course, they're not going to flood with...
In Oklahoma, I don't think you have to worry about floods.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would be worried that the city would say, okay, you do it and you go in there and you die. And then how would you die?
What would you die of?
You're out of air.
How would you run out of air?
Well, you're in this box.
You got air holes.
Oh.
We'll build in air holes.
Okay, you can tell me that.
We have oxygen tanks.
Yeah,
we have a lot of things. Don't worry about suffocating.
Don't worry about the
death.
Good.
Nah.
That
you always
is
think
interesting.
The negative
no,
part.
I don't know. There's something there. I can't believe.
I can't believe nobody's thought of it before.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
A friend of mine, he's not the mayor anymore, but he was the mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. He loves the Packers. He's been up here for a couple games. I know him really well. He left being the mayor, and I think he's working with either the VCB or the chamber, one of those two, because he's pretty well known. I'm going to try to get a hold of him.
Okay.
And ask him why there aren't
individual fallout shelters
at homes in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma.
Given the weather.
Thank you.
I'm going to probably do that during the 7th.
If I was a contractor, if I bought a bunch of land in Oklahoma and built a bunch of houses, I would have those built in.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother. We want to just go back and add it to the homes. We don't want to.
But I know. But if I start up a subdivision, and by the way, you'll never have to worry about getting blown away from a tornado. You've got your own fallout shelter.
Yeah.
How cool is that? I'm onto something here, Jim. I'm just saying. This might be the difference. This might be the one thing that finally makes us money.
I looked up storm shelter, storm whatever.
Yeah.
Texas, Oklahoma. There are quite a few businesses that do provide them.
Okay, I got this guy's number.
Oklahoma shelter, tornado shelters, prices starting at $2,400.
That's still a lot.
And
of them.
They build them into like garage floors, so under the garage, and you run out to your garage.
They do have
and
them.
Slip, yeah.
Okay, well that. Good job.
Wasted
11
Todd.
Minutes. There was that.
Concrete storm shelter, underground bunkers, steel safe room.
Well, there's another dream.
So, and
shattered.
For $2,400.
Sometimes
that's
I feel like Kramer on, you know what I mean? On Seinfeld, where you just shatter my dreams. I'm the idea man and Todd just shatters the dreams.
When I think of Kramer and his ideas, I always think about making salad in the shower. He didn't
Absolutely.
Want to waste the shower, so he would wash his lettuce and stuff in the shower.
That's funny.
He had the oil bladder. Remember that? It could be for tankers where they would never break, and they dropped one and it didn't work. And I'm an idea man, Jim. You're more of the businessman.
No, I'm pretty creative. I like to think I am. But
how is this any different from the fruit sellers
right.
that houses used to have. Isn't that what they had in Wizard of Oz, Stephanie?
Totally.
True. But didn't that, let's be honest.
Didn't that
drive you crazy when you were a kid and Dorothy is pounding on the thing and they wouldn't open the door? I had nightmares about that. Open the bleeping door.
Yeah.
You're missing a purse. You don't leave anybody behind.
Yeah, I know that.
Awesome
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those work. And that's why they had them there. You go down to the cellar.
Did you ever see I don't know if it was Outer Limits or Twilight Zone or one of those shows where this kid, I want to say it was Texas, and his dad was just abusive, just terrible to him. And they had an outhouse. And the kid goes in the outhouse, and there's a rattlesnake in there.
Ugh.
And so he came back out, and he knew his dad was drunk, and he'd beaten him and everything. And he knew so his dad goes into the outhouse and the kid nails the door shut. I still remember that episode.
Boy, he better hope that nail holds. Wow. So what, did the guy die then?
I'm sure. I mean, it kind of ended, but with the kid nailing the door shut, his dad was passed out in the outhouse with a rattlesnake. How would that be a way to
go?
Yeah,
that, no.
Yes. I've recaptured the Outer Limits. I got the new Hulu or Roku or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm watching all those Outer Limits. Those used to be good. They were so scary at the time, though, huh?
Yes.
There was Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and they had Outer Limits, and you had the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone always seemed the scariest, though, just because of the music.
Well, or his voice, too.
And
he
his voice.
He kind of creeped you out a little bit in the beginning. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But those are great shows now. And it's amazing. I was watching one last night, and the star was Peter Falk. You know, who's Columbo?
Oh, I know.
I mean, they're all like big name people that then
they
became.
Just,
who's the guy from?
They were just looking for a spot. Mission Impossible?
No, from the Naked Plane. From Airplane.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. He was a star of some of them. All these guys that then became huge actors.
And he was in a serious role.
Oh, yeah. A scary role.
He talks about, and that's what he wanted to do, was become a serious actor.
Yeah.
And he. That airplane thing just changed his life.
If I'm on my deathbed and somebody says you can watch like three movies, honest to God, Airplane will be one of them.
Oh, man, that'd be up with my...
That's in my top three of all time.
Blazing Saddles?
Maybe.
later in his life, he'd show up on like the Tonight Show and stuff like that. Yeah. Leslie Nielsen, and he would have a fart sound effect in his hand.
Really?
And he would just be sitting there, and you'd all just kind of hear.
Oh my god,
he was funny.
You know the girl, who played. Remember in the opening scene, it was like with the mayor and the sheriff. And it's like, you know, they got to steal this land from wherever.
What show? Tell me. What?
Blazing Saddles.
Okay. All right.
She had the big rack.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
She used to be a weather girl in Twin Falls, Idaho, where I was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Those 70s movies, man. I'm sorry, but they were. I know they're dumb. I know they're whatever.
Yeah.
They're politically completely incorrect.
But
you want to know something? They would just sit, make you laugh. And you can't help it.
Everybody laughed at them back then.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. Yeah.
Lloyd Bridges, who was like the most serious actor.
Oh my gosh, he was hilarious in that movie.
What Donnie, what can you make of this? I can make a plane. I can make a pterodactyl.
Oh my god,
I want some coffee, Donnie. No thanks.
Why did I pick giving up sniffing glue this week?
Right, he picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue. I played softball against him.
Really,
Lloyd Bridges? Yes, he pitched. I got a base hit off of Lloyd Bridges. Played against the Hollywood Stars softball team. And that's the time when Sally Struthers knocked me out during a game. Or knocked me out. It's a true story.
Okay.
This you got to tell the whole story.
We'll call my buddy.
John, we believe you. Why do we guys have to bring backup in? No, we believe you.
I don't think you guys believe me.
Well, I haven't heard the story
yet. Hollywood Stars.
So far, I don't. But, you know, maybe to come around.
Hollywood Stars.
Hollywood Stars. What
they would travel around the South. I was working in Tucson, Arizona in TV.
Okay. And you brought the team in.
I didn't bring it. Somebody brought it in for a charity thing, for
yeah,
I don't know, whatever
cool.
it was. So it's the Hollywood Stars. It was Lloyd Bridges, Sally Struthers, Grant Goodeve.
Oh my gosh.
He was the oldest brother in
Eight is Enough. Yep.
Lopez from The White Shadow.
Okay.
Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood's sister.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else.
That's it. That's pretty good lineup.
Yeah. And so I was playing third base and there's a pop-up. Sally Struthers hit a pop-up, and I catch it, okay? And I didn't know this, but Sally Struthers, as soon as she hit it, started running right towards me. And she was stout. Let me just say that. She was stout. And
yeah.
She jumped on me and accidentally kneed me in the groinal region.
I don't know if that was an accident.
And literally, I was on the ground, and I couldn't breathe. I literally, you know when you lose your breath?
Yeah,
and everybody thought I was kidding around. And I couldn't breathe. And she gave me a big kiss and tried to help me up, but I couldn't get up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool story. I don't know if I believe it, but that's a good story.
I believe it.
Do you?
Who would put themselves in a story like that? I was kneed by Sally Struthers.
Yeah.
In the safe deposit box.
How did you get to play?
Because I was a celebrity, Jim.
God.
What did that mean? How did you get to play?
So it was celebrity local against celebrity?
Local celebrities.
Who else
I used to be a celebrity, Jim.
Who else was on your team, John?
All TV people. TV radio people. And the mayor of Tucson. Who, you know the mayor? No, the police chief of Tucson, who was Linda Ronstadt's brother. Peter Ronstadt.
The guy over there is questioning you, and then he tells you that the Dalai Lama has soft hands.
Yeah, that's
the same thing.
Yeah,
okay. Right?
All right. Well, all right. That's. I don't know why it took this long to share that story, but because that's
well, you never asked.
One. Okay.
You never asked.
Wow.
You never asked.
Okay. That's a great story.
That kind of is.
Honest to goodness, if you don't write a book about your life.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number. Todd, call this number right now. How much time do we have?
I got a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a number.
Okay, I'll come in the break. And
okay,
then I'll
give you a number. I'm going to verify all this stuff.
Okay.
I got proof.
I think that's kind of cool.
All right.
I do. I'm just like, wow.
I used to be somebody, Jim. I was a contender. Not a bum like I am now. You and my brother, you're supposed to look out for me. You said it wasn't my night. My night. I could have clobbered the bum.
All right.
You made me take a dive.
You could have been a contender.
I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
What a good one.
We're going to sit our
break.
Right. On the Waterfront, great movie.
Yes.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Hear and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good look at Tuesday morning. 55 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Coming your way, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Now, I tell the mayor about my stories, Todd, my history, and he never believes me. He always scoffs, thinks I'm lying, right? True or false?
That is relatively true.
Embellish. I don't know that. Okay. All right. I don't know if lying's the right word, but embellishing. It's another word.
You've never embellished?
Well, I'm just saying, I just think it's so much to say. You know, Tony Dan's rallying on
these. And this is the guy that I get. He's talking about, I shook hands with the Dalai Lama.
Right, and his hands were so soft.
They're so soft. I hung out with John Travolta and Jerry Jones Bach.
And Lady Gaga.
She was there.
Yeah. The thing about Mino is he can paint a picture better than anybody. Well, period.
Yeah.
He's like the Picasso of storytelling.
He is. Oh, my God. Okay, so finish your story.
Unfortunately, tried calling your friend to get back up.
Yeah.
He wants to, but he's actually at work right now.
Still works?
Yeah.
He's like 90.
Yeah.
He still works. What's he doing in work? Where is he working?
I don't know.
Okay. Because he would have backed me up on all this. He's in Arizona. He would have backed me up. I'm telling you, Jim.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Whatever. We got Jake Vandenplas coming up. He's Door County Farm for Vets. We love having him on. We got Kayla Carius, formerly Kayla Techlung, who was a phenomenal basketball player at UW Green Bay. She's now the UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, coming over from South Dakota. We got Shannon Alberts, owner of Security Loopkey Roofing, who's phenomenal. We've got Ryan Rasmussen, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, coming out. We got a full show. We got a great week of guests. We got some really great guests coming on.
And it started off yesterday with that lady that tried to commit suicide.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still a little bit stunned at how cool she is.
Yeah, we.
If you missed that yesterday, folks,
so you should download that. John and I were a little taken aback by that because we had a great weekend and then I talked to her on Sunday. Really, it was a friend of hers that I talked to on Sunday, and she said, "Oh, I'm having this event Thursday night at the Daily Buzz, and we kind of talk a little bit about suicide. Can she come on your program and promote it?" I'm
like, sure,
that's absolutely.
No,
we got. I called Todd. Todd says, "Yeah, we got an opening at 7:30 or 6:30, whatever that was." So text her back, and she's like, "Oh, great, great, looking forward to." Anyway, she comes here and starts telling us.
We didn't know
story.
Her story. We didn't know her backstory.
First of all, she shows up in a wheelchair.
We thought maybe she was a counselor,
exactly.
Or kind of whatever. Okay,
right, or had a friend of a friend or something. But so she shows up in this wheelchair. It's like, wow, yeah. And she starts telling us a story. And
double amputee.
When she was 17 years old, she laid on a railroad track and waited for the train to come. And the train did come to kill her and took off her legs. She was supposed to bleed out, lost 5 pumps of blood.
She was conscious the whole time.
She knew what was going on the whole time. And she just never felt she had a purpose. Now she feels she has a major purpose to go and help prevent suicide, especially for your teenager.
I mean, you want to talk about, they say talk the talk or walk the walk type thing. You want somebody that's walk the walk? That's her. I mean, what she went through is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And she's like the most personable, polite, nice. She's just phenomenal.
She's pleasant.
Not bitter, not whatever.
Right. And so she's pleasant to look at. She's very sad. Has a very nice
very
smile. She still looks 17,
super
but she's
personality.
I don't know when
that
was, but she's a little bit older now. But Yeah, it was just
Thursday.
Thursday night.
At Daily Buzz. I think it's $20 a ticket, $30 at the door. I really want to go to this.
There's going to be a little bit of music there, and there's she's obviously going to give a talk. And the money goes to, you know, suicide prevention. She started up this foundation, and I just hope people go to that. I just think that is so cool that. But that threw us out of our game a little bit. We had no idea. Because we usually get notes, and I guess I didn't ask her for any notes. I'm like, okay, great. See you tomorrow. And then all of a sudden she shows up and lays that story on us. We're like, wow. It got a little quiet in here. We're like, okay, John, you take the next question. But, yeah, she was great.
She's amazing.
So that was a good – this whole week is great lineups, but she was just – She kicked it up.
I think she's the best guest we've ever had on in a certain way. And no disrespect to our other guests, but for her, what she went through
– Yeah.
Which is so incredible. I mean, she'd been raped. That was another one of the reasons she thought about it.
That's right.
And what she's gone through and to be the person she is today, and again, not just sitting in a dark corner saying, woe is me, but going out as much as humanly possible and sharing her story, which is probably saving lives.
Oh, sure it is. It's just to get the help and, she gave us warning signs. You're going to hear more about that on Thursday, but what to look for if you've got a 15, 16-year-old at home. And it's like, wait a minute. Why are they doing this? Why aren't
just
they doing
amazing.
This?
Amazing.
So anyway, that was – I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And,
you
that, were and that's about, spurred conversation even with us, with people that we knew in our lives, and we should have seen the signs and
all
that. You know, so if it spurs the conversation and people can talk about it, that's a win.
I know five people personally
that
have committed suicide.
Right. And there's, like, there's a consistent thread through – maybe not – I don't know about the adult thing, but just – but. Just dropping out of friendships and society. That's one of the things you got to look for and some other things she'd mentioned. But yeah, she was great. And I thought about that a lot last night. I talked to Donna about it. And she's like, I'd heard of her before. She was here.
And she lives in Green Bay.
Yeah. Appleton, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she lives in our area, which is very cool. So she can help us locally.
Folks, I got to tell you, Thursday night at the Daily Buzz, and I don't know how many people it'll hold, but get your tickets. I'm definitely going to be there. I don't want to miss her speaking. She's the most inspirational person you'll meet in your lifetime.
Yeah. But we've had some pretty cool guests on. We had that guy from the homeless shelter, that big guy that could have played linebacker.
Yeah.
And he
looked like a Chicago Bears linebacker.
And he slept behind the police station just
because he was afraid at night because it was so dangerous out there. And he's the last guy in the world you'd want to mess with.
That's when he said that.
So when a guy that size
is
afraid of sleeping out on the street, that says something about these other poor people, what they go through.
Right. But the lady yesterday and the homeless guy's recovered too. I mean, he's working now. He went through what training or whatever.
He admits he's a crack addict.
Right. So I think that's cool that we get people on that are super interesting with their stories and the outcome is even better.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was great.
But I like bringing those kind of people on. I think they deserve the spotlight. They've achieved something. They've overcome. You know, because I always say there's so many people I know that were born on third base and act like they hit a triple.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, okay, great. You got, all this money, whatever. But when you get somebody like these kind of people that were at the bottom, as low as you can humanly, how much lower can you get to the point where it's like, I don't want to breathe anymore?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were at that point and they've made something of themselves and are now trying to help other people. Those are the people I have so much respect for. It's mind-boggling.
Awesome. But our other guests all seem to be doing good things, and that's kind of what we tried when we started the show. We want to do good things.
Man, you guys are telling the story of the community.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
period, right? Yep. Northeast Wisconsin.
Right.
It's the good, the good, the bad, all of it.
I mean, it's going to be cool because we got the, Kayla coming on. That's cool
And we
stuff,
got Jake coming on, Door County Farm for Veterans, which is an amazing organization.
Right. Those are all community things that people hopefully want to know about.
That's just what we try to do here.
All right. And you're doing a good job.
Just wish you'd start believing some of my stories.
Wow. I was needing the...
And I'm just scratching the surface. All right. We're going to start a quick break. When we come back, we're talking Door County Farm for Veterans with Big Jake. Back after this. Situation's terrible.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates, all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.